a joke. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. A joke, sigh. There are no jokes. Oh, we have what we like to call funny stories. We like to have what we call amusing things that take place in our life. But there are really no jokes. Because a joke is something that usually makes fun of somebody else. And if we ever choose to make fun of somebody else, or even ourselves, we are not respecting them or ourselves. And when we don't respect others or ourselves, what happens? When we don't respect others or ourselves, then all of our life falls right into the ditch. And it's not a very happy place to fall. It's not a very fun place to be. Because I was just playing a joke. I was just trying to be funny. I was just wanting to make people laugh and make people laugh at the expense of somebody else. I was just wanting to do that. Oh, look at that. Look at that person with the broken leg. Look at that person with the cast on the God. Look at that person who their mascara started to run because they went through the sprinkler. The sprinkler went round and splocked them right in the face, and the mascara is running all over their face. Isn't that cute? Isn't that funny? No, it's not funny at all. That's no joke at all. That's laughing at somebody else's expense. And what a sad thing to do. And when we do that, we are really evil, evil, evil. And that's not what we want to be. If we would find beauty in life instead of finding its exaggeration, if we would find things to compliment the world with and bless ourselves with instead of finding our faults or our failures, we would be really quite happy people, and we would find that the illnesses that are in our body, which are caused by these faulty jokes, would be gone. We would find that the lack, limitation, and problems that we have would also be gone, because we no longer are making fun of life or making fun of someone else's disadvantage or our own disadvantage. Once we stop doing that, we put the cause in motion for some very beautiful things to happen for us. And the cause in motion that we put, that we want beautiful things to happen for us, is the idea that I like me. Now, when you say I like me, it's very difficult to be picking on somebody else. And when you really mean I like me, when you say I like me and you mean it, you're just putting yourself in a ballpark where you're playing a winning game. There's no losers. I tell a story about this young boy who was not quite fully mentally developed, and he wanted to play ball with boys his own age, but he wasn't skilled and he wasn't experienced with it, and he just couldn't do it. Well, his dad wanted to give him a chance to do it, so his dad took him to the ballpark to watch the other kids play. And the game was going poorly for the one team. And so the father said to the team, "Hey, you mind if my boy plays with your team?" And he looked at the boy and he said to his teammates, "Hey, how about we let George play with us?" And the rest of the teammates looked for a second at their heart, and then they looked at George and they said, "Sure, sure, sure." And so they let him play. And George played. And George couldn't catch a ball, but he was out there working at it. And he couldn't do anything, but he was out there in the field doing it. And he was with the team. He was on the team. The greatest joy of his life, the greatest happiness of his life, the greatest experience of his world. And then what came next? It was time for bat. And all the others were batting, and they were in trouble. Well, they let George bat. Well, the pitcher is from the other team, and the pitcher looked at George and said, if those guys can be so nice to this young fellow who really can't play, but it means so much to him to play, I will too, he said in his heart. And so he walked closer to the bat. He walked closer to the home base. He walked out of the pitcher's mound right toward the boy, and then he sort of lofted the ball in so that the boy could hit it, if he could hit it at all. And he didn't hit. He swung and missed. And then he walked closer, and he threw the ball so it would hit the bat. But the boy moved the bat, and he didn't hit it. And then he did it a third time. This time he walked so close, the boy couldn't help but hit it. And the boy's bat hit the ball and bunted the ball. And then everyone shouted, "Run, George! Run! Run, George!" And George didn't know which way to run. And so here the pitcher and the other boys on the other team were showing George how to run to first base. Well, George ran and ran and ran, and then the first baseman stopped him when he got to first base and wouldn't let him run further. And he says, "Okay, now, George, now go that way." And so then George was going to run for second base, and everybody was cheering and shouting. Everyone was saying, "Go, George, go, George, go, George." And George ran towards second base, and he started to waver, and the other team members came over and guided him in. And then it came time to run to home base, first, second, third, and home. And George was going to run home, and the ball kept sort of not going anywhere. Everybody was dropping it. Everybody was having trouble sending the ball to stop George. And finally, George ran toward home, and he hit home base, and the team screamed and hollered and said, "George, wonderful George, George, wonderful George, you're home, 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 George, you made a home run, George, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful." And George just stood there, thrilled to his toes. It was a great, wonderful event. It was a great, wonderful event. And all the boys on the team felt good about it. They all felt, "Wow, good for you, George." Neither team cared whether they won, for they had won something far beyond anything they had ever had. And when the teams went home that day, there was no joke in their heart. They had happy hearts. They were thrilled. And they thought, "Wow." When we can make life a great joy by participating in it and not make a joke out of people who have little problems or circumstances that are not beneficial, we are the benefactors. We are the ones who are receiving the reward. We are the ones who are the blessed ones. A joke? I like to cut that out of my vocabulary. I tell a joke, I can't remember the punchline. Well, you see, that's the point, the punchline. Let it go. Tell happy stories. Tell stories about George. Tell stories that tickle your heart. Tell stories that bring tears of joy to your eyes. Tell stories that are the blessing to you and the world. Because that's what life is all about. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.